I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. How are we?
I'm good. Just a hassle getting to the station, a hassle getting around the city. And I hope that the benefits that the people who come for the Super Bowl are going to appreciate, I hope those benefits are there for us to appreciate, because right now, you know, we're taking the bullet for them. You know, we're the ones who have to deal with all the inconvenience. So we make the city really nice for all those who are going to come for the Super Bowl. But it's a mess out there.
I'll take it. You know, I'll take the half loaf. Is it sad and crummy that we probably wouldn't get all this stuff done as quickly if it weren't for the Super Bowl? Yes. Is it possible that none of it would happen at all if it weren't for the Super Bowl? Yes.
Yeah.
Have we been living at the edge of the end of the world in this weird city for the last 300 years? Yes. You know, so just take it in stride.
You know, I do.
It could be worse. It could be way worse.
I'm positive about it, but I just got out from being in it, and I can't help but think that there are other people who are frustrated too. But I mean, I am happy that it's happening. And I'll tell you who I really feel badly for. Every day I see such a backup because of work being done on the Crescent City Connection. One lane is shut down, and it doesn't seem to matter what time of day it is, but especially at peak times, traffic is backed up for a long, long distance heading to the bridge, heading to the West Bank, because of that lane that's being blocked for, I guess they're putting the lights on the bridge. So if they're doing that side, then I guess the other side's going to be blocked up at some point. I have a trick, but I really don't want to share it because then everybody's going to do it, and then that's going to get all backed up. But I figured out a way to kind of get around it and get on the Crescent City Connection.
Really?
Yeah, I hate to share it because then everybody's going to do it.
Okay, I'm going to hit some magic buttons in here.
Okay.
That's going to turn off everybody's else's radio. It'll
okay.
Just be you and me.
Just you and me. Okay.
Okay, so just let me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so now
it's just you and me. Now,
okay,
literally nobody else can hear us.
Okay. Okay. All right, so here's what I've done.
Okay, whisper though, because.
Just in case somebody can hear. Okay.
You know, Joe Cardosi's in the next room. He might hear you.
It's true. Okay. I get off the expressway, say, at Loyola.
Yeah.
Get off the expressway at Loyola.
Uh-huh.
And then what you do is you just travel down the, like, that road. I don't even know the name of that street that goes along the approach to the bridge.
Yeah.
So you're down on the ground level.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going past Loyola.
Right. Yes.
And you're going past Magazine,
uh-huh,
and Camp and all those streets.
Yeah.
And then you go there and you make a U-turn around at some point. I guess you could go to Chapultepec to be safe. Go to Chapultepec, yeah, and turn around.
Annunciation.
And then come back the other way,
uh-huh,
and then take the on-ramp to the, oh, here's another one. Since nobody can hear this, get off and take Chapultepec and take a right at Chapultepec,
uh-huh,
and then go down just a little bit. And
okay,
then there's the on-ramp,
yes,
to the bridge.
Right.
And that on-ramp is past so much of that traffic,
yes,
that you just get on right there.
Bro.
So I didn't want to share that with the audience.
That is really crafty.
Everybody's going to do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, so can you put us back on the air?
Yeah, I'm going to put us back on the air,
okay,
just because, you know, people are going to start to panic after,
sure,
not,
okay,
hearing this from you. Turn radios back on. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for joining us. Yes,
right,
back,
yep,
here. Scooter on the air.
It's Free for All Friday.
Free for All Friday.
Glad you are.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.